What I'm saying is this. The truth of it for the individual, for me, unless it produces positive results, is perhaps not a good truth. And in the sense that all individuals would have their own experience of consciousness, I'm not confident in saying there is only one way to look at it, that everyone should look at it only that one way.
I think that we are not talking about realities. It's only idea about realities. For example, when we talk about realities, it means that whatever appears, it's real or not. For example, we think usually that we are touching something, right? The self is touching. But actually, hardness is real, and it appears to that which experiences it at moment of experiencing it. Is that the self? Shall we start with finding out or whether there is a self or not? Otherwise, we would have the idea of self all the time, apart from seeing, hearing, smelling, and thinking, right? Or thinking itself, or seeing itself, or it's apart from all these realities. For example, there is seeing in a day. Shall we know or understand what is seen? For example, I like this very much, but I don't know why and how I like it. Should I know better? What is the thing which I like? What's the true nature of that? Because it's seen. When it's not seen, can there be attachment to it? No, impossible. So one can see the source of life, that without seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking, what is there? Like the reality which cannot experience anything at all. It cannot feel. It doesn't have pleasant feeling. It doesn't have unpleasant feeling. But feeling is feeling. So if we try to understand the nature of each reality as it is, that feeling is real, shall we take it for I who feel? Or it is the function of that reality, whenever it arises, it feels. Sometimes pleasant and sometimes unpleasant by conditions, and then go away, fall away, completely, never come back at all. Each moment in the past cannot come back. Each reality which has been experienced before can never come back at all. So just the moment of experiencing reality like hardness, can we deny that it's only thinking about hardness, or even we don't use any word at all, but hardness appear? We cannot say that it's not hard. When it's soft, it's soft. It is experience. One moment or just in a split second of a life. So what we take for life is just each moment which experiences different objects at different times. The self, since we do not know the reality, the true nature of nama, the reality that can experience an object, at that very moment we think that I see. Actually, it's not I, because that is conditioned to arise and see, and then falls away. Each moment is like this. If we break what we call life in split seconds, it's only the arising and falling away of different realities. So it's not easy to get rid of the idea of self, because one used to take all realities for self for quite a long, long time without any understanding of each of them. So whenever there is the understanding of reality with awareness right at moment of experiencing an object, one can see that at moment of experiencing hardness, there is no seeing, no thinking. They cannot arise together. One moment at a time, and when it's gone, it's completely gone. So that's what we say.
But these are ideas.
What is idea? Is hardness an idea, or is hard when it's touched?
No, but the explanation is an idea.
Thinking, not seeing, not touching.
So how can one idea be more correct than another?
It depends.
That's what I meant about absolute.
We can have different idea. So who would say this right and this wrong? It's right according to the nature of realities at that very moment. Because thinking is a moment which is not saying this is right. No idea mixed at all. We cannot say that thinking is not real, because at that moment it's not saying and it thinks. We cannot deny that it's thinking. And thinking is thinking. when we understand realities better and better, there is no self. But when the understanding of reality is not perfected yet, there is always the idea of self.
Yes, we agree about that. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is definitely the web we are trapped in, mm-hmm. that makes it difficult for us to see clearly.
But there can be considering moment about realities, whether it's real or not. For example, seeing is not hearing. Is seeing real? It is real when it sees. When it does not arise and see, it is not real. Just thinking or idea about seeing. So at this moment of seeing, it's real. Sound is not real at moment of seeing, because where is it? We can think about sound, but it's not the moment of hearing it. And who hears? It's not I. It's just that reality which is conditioned to arise as a reality only, which can experience an object. Whenever it arises, it has to experience an object. And that we call the nama, mental, or citta, consciousness. So if we understand all realities, we can be certain that there is no self, there are only different realities in the day. Is memory real?
Only in the sense that consciousness is able to create it.
If it doesn't?
Then there is no memory. Someone said earlier, and I was going to comment and I didn't, someone said, oh, I can't remember the experiences of a previous life. And for me, the reason is good. I'm glad I can't, because it's confusing enough as it is without remembering another life.
I think that we cannot have very perfect word to explain reality. For example, memory. Ordinary meaning is like we remember something. But at this very moment, before remember about this thing which has been seen, there must be the reality which marks the characteristic, so that there can be other moment of recognize it.
But it's not real. Memory is not real.
The thought is not real, but memory is a reality that conditions the thought.
When one knows what is there, is that not that reality which marks and remember the marks or the shape and form of that which is remembered?
If memory wasn't real, could we read writing?
No more than we can feel objects, because we remember what we think they felt.
If we take a very simple reality like hardness, okay, we talk about hardness and it's an idea about hardness when we speak about it. But in fact, it can be tested out whether this idea represents a reality or a truth, or whether it's just an idea about an idea. So at the moment of experiencing hardness, it can be known directly that there is that hardness, whatever we call it. And that the moment of seeing can be tested that it's different from the moment of hearing, never mind what the label is or the idea is. So these are ideas, but they're ideas pointing to truths or realities which can be directly known and proved. So seeing is different from the visible object which is seen, which is different from the idea about flowers. So the thinking which thinks about flowers is real, but the flowers is just an idea.
Understanding that, how does that change anything?
Point of view. From having self into no self at all.
Point of view.
Yeah.
So what is the purpose of point of view if it's not to help in good action?
I think that the understanding is not just the point of view, because point of view is thinking. But right understanding is that which can understand reality as it is. For example, at moment of experiencing hardness, it's real. And what is there? There must be hardness, and there must be the reality which can experience it. So it's not thinking, it's not idea about hardness, but it's the moment of experiencing it. So idea is different from enlightenment or understanding reality as it is. We have the idea that hardness does not arise, it does not fall away. The table is there the whole night, or the bamboo tree is here for a long time ago and tomorrow too. That is thinking about it, but it's not the moment of experiencing any characteristic like hardness or visible object or sound, smell, taste, and tangible objects. So idea is different from the actual moment of experiencing a reality. We call that it's real because it has its own characteristic, which is different from others. For example, sound, the word sound is not real, but the actual sound, the sound itself, is real. No matter we call it in Thai or any language, that characteristic is that which cannot be changed according to the word or the term we use. That characteristic is the reality that can be heard when it impinged on the ear base, and there must be the reality which hears it. So one moment of hearing indicates that sound is real. It's not the imagination about it. So what is real now?
These are all views of the perception, which is part of our investment in self, in the world.
At moment of experiencing hardness, what view is there? No view.
Sure.
Only hardness appear. Yeah. No view above it.
Maybe it's semantics then.
Common experience to everyone.
So even if there's no understanding at all and one's never ever heard of the Dharma, still hardness is experienced.
Even if you don't name it hardness, it can be experienced.
For me, this is part of the world as much as my body is part of the world. I cannot know that it is necessarily real, although I function as if it is.
And that
because
is
I have
an
to.
Idea.
Because I have to.
And that is idea about it. But at moment of experiencing it, it's different from idea. Because hardness appears, it shows up, its characteristic, which cannot be changed to taste.
Would Buddha, in his enlightened state, experience the hardness of the table?
He taught what he had enlightened. He taught about seeing, visible object, hearing and sound, very temporarily.
Still experiences through six doorways, through the five senses and through the mind door, just like now. We're so used to thinking of my seeing and my experience of hardness, but what he taught was actually there are just these moments of seeing and hearing, visible object, sound that are experienced, hardness that is touched. It's not my experience or anyone's experience. We're used to living in a dream or fantasy world, thinking that I have all these experiences and touch a table and that these objects last. So it's a point of understanding these realities in order to see that really there isn't any self. These are just dharmas which are anatta, conditioned realities.
For me, this is part of the dream. And I can't transcend it willfully because I have not enough experience. Mm-hmm.
But can we distinguish between the idea of my body and the hardness that appears? Because in order to have the idea of body, there has to be a lot of conceptualizing. But in order for hardness to appear, there doesn't have to be any conceptualizing or coldness.
I have a sense of separateness. I have a sense of being in a physical body. I'm separate from the table and I can...
Oh, yeah, the table is another conceptualization. But when there's contact with any part of what we conceptualize as the body with what we conceptualize as the table, then something appears which we call hardness but which doesn't require any conceptualization.
We're used to thinking that we live in a world of bodies and peoples and tables and chairs, but actually at this moment there's just one moment of experiencing a visible object, one moment of experiencing a sound, one moment of thinking, and that's all there is, that's the world at that moment. All the people, all the things we find important are the ideas, the conceptualizations, but just the moment of experiencing hardness, that's it, that's
and,
all there
and
is.
And what I was saying was that that is a point of view.
No, actually it's because we don't understand the world to be that way, that we have ideas about the world and have points of views.
Mm.
When a painful bodily feeling is experienced, does that require a point of view?
No, that's a perception.
Right.
That I can't escape,
right,
because I'm invested in the world.
Okay, what about when a sound is heard?
In what respect? You mean if I hear a sound?
Yeah, if a sound is heard, there is sound. There's no point of view involved in the experiencing of the sound before
it. My point of view is what has me interpreted.
Right, that's subsequent to the
experience. It's thinking, it's ideas. I'm not discounting. I'm just saying that there is another way to look at it that is equally valid.
The point of view is thinking.
What appears and it's beyond control, it's conditioned. You cannot control the hearing of this unpleasant sound. It just is conditioned.
No. I'm not exercising point of view to control the world.
No.
I'm exercising point of view to control my view of how I will behave in the world.
Yeah. But to understand, this is a way to help one to understand. Because you speak about perceptions. But now we like to understand more about them. Mm-hmm. Can we control them, or how is that? Can they be directly experienced? To find out whether it's beyond control or can they be controlled, it helps us to see that they're all conditioned.
Can the idea change the characteristic of reality right now?
The only thing the point of view can do that I'm speaking about is it can change my perception.
Not understanding what is real and what is not real.
I don't believe this is real in the sense of absolute real. I only believe this is real in the sense as much as my body is real and it interacts with it.
What we use the term absolute reality means that nobody can change the characteristic of that reality at all. For example, at moment of experience hardness, can anyone change the characteristic of hardness into softness or sweet or smell?
I think my perception of the hardness.
No, perception. The experiencing of hardness, not perception.
But what is the difference?
Perception is usually the meaning for memory in what we study.
Okay. Well, this is why I apologize. I haven't studied, so I may be using different words that mean something different to you.
I just want to know whether what is real and what is not real, and what is only idea about things and world and life. For example, we can talk about life, but do not talk about reality at all. We think about life, that is that. But when it comes to reality, it can be directly experienced, and nobody can change the characteristic of the absolute reality. For example, the pleasant feeling is not the unpleasant feeling. Whenever pleasant feeling arises, nobody can change its characteristic. No idea whether it's me or mine or what. But its characteristic is so unpleasant. Whenever it arises, it feels that way. So when we talk about absolute realities, we talk about different characteristics which is conditioned to appear one at a time. And we understand that it does not belong to anyone. It cannot arise at will. Nobody can make it arise at all because it depends only on its proper conditions to be such that reality at that moment. Why sometimes feeling is pleasant and sometimes it's not pleasant, it's conditioned, not at will. Otherwise, everyone will have only pleasant feeling.
I think there's great value in that, but I don't think it is the only way to look at the experience.
It's not looking. It's the understanding what is real, the ultimate reality that nobody can change and it does not belong to anyone at all. It's conditioned by many, many conditions, not just one. For example, when we think about seeing, we can have idea about retina and technical terms. But the most important thing is the eye base, that rupa, the visible object, can impinge on it, not on the other type of rupa. The visible object cannot impinge on hardness, no use, it cannot appear. But to that particular rupa, when the visible object impinged on it and it conditioned the seeing consciousness right now, see, it's real. Seeing is real and visible object is real. And idea, the thinking about it is real.
Is the visible object real when you're not there to look at it or touch it?
When it doesn't appear, can we say that it's real?
I don't think you can.
But now it appears.
So that's a different reality, right?
Visible object is not seeing. Seeing sees visible object.
I'm sorry?
The reality which can see
yes.
now sees visible object.
Yes.
And the reality which can hear is now hearing sound, only different moment.
But are they real?
Is it not real, visible object now, whenever there is seeing? Seeing sees it, seeing can see it.
Only at the moment.
Right.
Okay. And there's an endless and very rapid existence of moments of reality.
Right. Yes.
How does that change how you behave? Knowing right. that or understanding that, how does that change how
there
you behave?
There is no self, so we think less about oneself.
Okay, I would agree with that too. And that's a very slow and gradual process mm-hmm. of growth that
yeah.
requires experiencing the world. Mm-hmm. But at each moment of the day, as I'm living in the world, what do I use as the motivation for my action?
No I who can do anything, but there can be the development of understanding about the truth of the reality.
We were talking about doing a good work.
But not me.
Okay,
wholesome realities,
yes.
conditions.
But until I'm enlightened, I can't do that. I can only behave to the extent
Enlightenment is the moment of the understanding reality as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like visible object is visible object, sound is sound.
But right now, I wish I could, but mm-hmm. I'm not capable of perpetuating
so
that.
So I think that discussion can bring more
yes.
object for thinking, considering, food for thought. What's right and what is real.
I think it is of great value if it changes behavior and brings more kindness and compassion into the world, but I don't think it's the only way.
Yeah. One knows that the unwholesome reality, like ignorance, attachment, and aversion, motivates the wrong speech and wrong deeds.
Hmm.
So when one has more understanding and less clinging, less ignorance, it will bring more wholesome deeds and speech.